You are tuned in to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest hails from Australia, Max Eigen. Max is a researcher, truth seeker, radio host, filmmaker, and one of the leaders of the Global Awakening Movement. His website, thecrowhouse.com, includes links to his YouTube videos, Twitter feed, Facebook group, and free archives of articles. He will be speaking with others in the consciousness field at Regeneration Oceanside on June 2nd. So let's welcome Max to the show now. Hi, Max. How are you?
I'm good, bro. Thanks for asking me on. Pleasure to be here.
Well, I had wanted to get you on years ago, and the technology with Skype had not really been very successful at the time, and we had difficulties with it, and I'm still having trouble with it, frankly. Of all of the headlines and changes, the invisible changes that are going on behind the scenes, what do you see as being at the top of your radar in terms of the early warning system as far as what we should be watching out for?
Well, certainly it's the smart grid, the IoT, the 5G system, everything that's coming online with that. You know, there's so many sort of different aspects to it, but the new communication system they're bringing online and the IoT, this is really a mass surveillance system, and underneath it is also an active denial system. And you know, it's basically the end game. You know, the new world order we've been waiting for is this smart grid, and it's rolling out in every single country. There's so much theater happening at the moment to keep people distracted from it, and I think it should be a main center of focus for everybody, especially the 5G. We've actually been having a lot of success focusing on 5G because of the damage it's doing to people's health. You know, nobody wants their health damaged, and this is what it's doing, these radio frequencies that this new spectrum is putting out. We really don't need it. And they're having a lot of success in places like, New Mexico. There's a big groundswell happening there. They've stopped the rollout of smart meters in Hawaii. So there's certain things that we can do. So it's a big wake-up call for people. It's a huge opportunity for us, really, because it's a huge crisis that we're facing.
Well, and isn't that also part of the global surveillance system? You know, that the Internet of Things will include observation from every piece of electronic equipment you can imagine.
Well, it is. That people don't understand really what it means. I mean, it's being presented to them as convenience, and sure, it will be really convenient to shop this way. But yeah, when you start looking at social crediting and some of the things they're bringing in over the top of it, you know, in China, they've introduced a social crediting system in China whereby people are being blacklisted. They're having their purchasing power reduced according to their social outlook, their political viewpoints. People are being having their credits limited because of Facebook posts and things like this. You'll find that because you've got a certain opinion, you've spoken about the government in some way and the government doesn't like it, suddenly you go to an airline company and you find you can't buy an airline ticket because you're blacklisted and there's no appeal process. So that's the way they're doing it. So when everything becomes digital and all of the currency becomes digital and everything's just digital and it's your person, you know, it's your retinal scan, or, you know, they won't even use microchips. They don't need to. They can use retinal scans. They can use bioacoustic resonance. They can use your DNA. They can use all sorts of stuff for your password. So once you are identified as who you are, then it doesn't matter how much money you've got. If your purchasing power is limited because of your political viewpoint, and there's no appeal process, then what do you do? And in China, there's like 11 million people. And this has grown dramatically. Like when I did a talk in Mexico in February, I was talking about this to the cryptocurrency crew because they had no idea about social crediting and what the IoT is really about. Now, they're all really focused on what the cryptocurrencies are doing, which could be a good thing. But when you bring it into the IoT and social crediting, it could be a very bad thing. and they were completely unaware of it. But when I was talking to them about it in February, there were 7.9 million people already on China's credit blacklist. About a month and a half ago, there were 8 million people or 9 million people, and now there are 11 million people on China's credit blacklist. So that's in the last 3 months. It's grown dramatically. And once you're on the blacklist and you're deemed untrustworthy, because that's what it's about, that's the medium they're using to sell it to the people, once you're deemed untrustworthy, then you're always untrustworthy and you never get your credit points back. And they're doing things like people that are caught smoking in a non-smoking zone, people that are caught jaywalking, the cameras set up on intersections. If they catch someone jaywalking, the camera photographs them, and then they put the photograph on a bus shelter to shame them to all the people. Mm. So here's a criminal that was caught jaywalking. It's a criminal. You're a criminal now that you're jaywalking. So really, when you look at how they can run all of this, and when it's all run by algorithms, and it's all due to social credit points, then your purchasing power gets limited according to your everyday activities if you don't walk between the lines to the nth degree. And that's what the IoT and social crediting and the Internet of Things and 5G can do. Of course, they need the 5G for the bandwidth to run all this. But the problem is that underneath that is an active denial system. 5G is like microwave cannons. This is military-grade technology. And they're putting in all of these posts everywhere, like every 400 meters or 500 meters they've got to put in the post. And you think about this, I mean, they say they've got to put in all these posts because it's such a short wave, and yet at the same time, they're saying all the country regions are going to have 5G as well. This is going to cover the whole country. Everyone's going to have this 5G fast downloads, instant communication. Well, then why do you need these posts every 400 or 500 meters? Mm. It's like they're setting up prison fences around the city so they can lock off certain areas as active denial zones. And I would suggest that the chemtrails and all the stuff they're spraying in the air has already fully ionized the air. The air is positively charged now, and that's what will be carrying the 5G carrier wave out to the country regions. These posts are more for setting up active denial zones. And the thing is, with the nanotech and all the stuff that we're swallowing from the chemtrails, they could conceivably even target certain individuals for active denial. So they could conceivably lock a person into their own home or whatever with the 5G system. I mean, when you look at the technology, what they can actually do with this and their capabilities for targeting certain particular individuals, not everybody, just particular individuals, based on their DNA, based on their barium signature, whatever, all the barium they're spraying in the air, all this stuff. I mean, they've got so much tabs on everybody now. So, they could really, really go pretty well anywhere with this. And apart from all that, I mean, it's just a dangerous system. It's a dangerous frequency. It's scaring all the birds away, scaring all the insects away, killing all the insects, turning all the bees nuts. I mean, it's a bad thing. So, yeah, I mean, I probably covered a few tangents there, but it's a pretty disturbing thing. And that's actually, just while I'm on it, another great deal of success we've been having is talking about this to beekeepers and horticulturists and people who have plant nurseries, because it's sending all the bees crazy. And, these people that wouldn't normally be listening to conspiratorial radio shows or things about government corruption or fractional reserve banking, all these people that we're trying to reach that we haven't ever been able to reach, you can reach them talking about 5G and what it's going to do to their roses, what it's going to do to their bees, what it's going to do to the livestock in the area. They're all very, very concerned about it. And we've had country regions in the UK getting quite up in arms about this and making a lot of noise to the government as well. So that's a good thing as well. So it's a really good entry point. Now, with every crisis comes opportunity. The Chinese word for crisis and opportunity are interchangeable, and 5G is a huge health crisis for everything and everybody, and so therein lies a huge opportunity. And fortunately, Ted Wheeler, the head of the FCC, made that public speech where he said, we're not waiting for the standards. So they've even confirmed for us that they're not waiting for the health standards. They're going to roll it out anyway. So in their own words, they just don't care. And we can show what it's doing. So it's a good entry point for everybody, I think, and it should be a focus, I think.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, the potential for mind control is probably excessive.
Oh, it's through the roof. It's through the roof. I mean, the voice of God, all of that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Did you see that report that was leaked recently psychoactive weapons and some of the things they can do. They put voices in your head. The voice of God they used in the Iraq War, in the first Gulf War, when everybody put down all their weapons and marched down to the front, and they got firebombed by the U.S. government. There's been instances in Japan. There's certain shopping centers in Japan where they've got holographic displays on the footpath as you walk past down the street, and there's these holograms going on. You're walking through the hologram, and there was one instance where they had voices in your head telling you to go into the shop and buy stuff, and the people complained about it. They thought that was a little bit too invasive, and that's what they were doing in Japan 4 or 5 years ago. So that's the technology there that they were using in public. So, you know, what can the military do? What can they do with this 5G? Anything is possible with this 5G. Anything that you can think of that they can do wirelessly, they can do with 5G. And apart from that, it's also a microwave system. They can turn a whole area. They can microwave a city with 5G the way they do with a microwave cannon. It's the same technology, you know. So it's a very, very dangerous technology to be putting in control of anything. I mean, the fact that it can be used as an active denial system, you're basically putting this in place around everybody. It's going to be like we're living in an airport scanner all the time.
Oh,
you know, and you get into the whole concept of where it goes with AI and where it goes with algorithms and all that sort of stuff. You know, if you've got a system like this in place over LA or New York or something, you're not going to want to go to war with another country if they're going to be having the potential to microwave a city like that, because you've got this communication system in place. So you've got to have it all run by AI. So it can't possibly be hacked, can't possibly have anyone get in there. So then you're handing a control of a lethal system over to artificial intelligence, and that's not a good thing either. That's not a smart thing to be doing, you know. And again, even with the social crediting system, when that gets to be a point where it's run by artificial intelligence as well, I mean, imagine the scenario where people are being monitored in every single thing that they do, cameras everywhere. You know, you're watching you if you're jaywalking, smoking in a non-smoking zone or whatever, every little thing that you might do, and you'll be in situations where you're lying in bed talking to your spouse and your clock radio is listening to you and you say something that it doesn't like, puts a little black mark against your name. Here's enough conversations and puts a few black marks against your name. You start losing social credit points, not even knowing that you're doing it. Suddenly you're jaywalking one time, you've lost that one extra social credit point, so now you're marked as being a danger to society. Mm-hmm. The information is simply relayed to the nearest police officer. He goes and spots you in the crowd with his facial recognition glasses and just goes and arrests you. Doesn't have to think about it. The sentence is already determined by the AI, depending on how many social credit points you've lost as to what the sentence will be. There's no need for a trial. He just come and grab you off the street, take you straight to jail.
Right.
You know, you don't get those points back. That's the way it's going. It will be a universal criminal system, which is run by artificial intelligence, all determined by algorithms, all based on people's social credit points. That's the way we're going. That's what the IoT and the 5G system and all this is. And with the 5G system, if they determine that you've lost too many social credit points and they want to arrest you, they'll simply be able to pick you out. They'll know where you are anywhere in the city. They can target you for active denial and simply disable you until the police arrive. It's as simple as that.
Right, right. Well, I did hear that that DARPA was working on a solution for the bee problem, and that is to create artificial bees.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's, you know, conceivable that they'll have devices that will look like a bee and act like a bee, but they won't be bees. You know, they'll be kind of robot bees that pollinate the trees and things. And in China, they lost so many bees that they have workers that take paintbrushes and pollinate the pears, the valuable pears that they export to other countries.
Yeah, I mean, that's how bad it's got, and people don't see it's a problem. I'll just make robot bees. I mean, hang on, folks, you know. I mean, it's ridiculous. We've got genetically engineered mosquitoes all over the place now. We've got all sorts of weird stuff going on. I mean, you know, we're destroying nature, so we replace it with stuff that is hardy, which will deal with all the pests that we've got, which is far, far worse than, you know, for humankind and the stuff that was there already. Mm-hmm. You know, these new strains of mosquitoes that will resist all the Roundup and resist all the toxins we're putting into the environment. You know, but they just bring all these terrible diseases to humans, and it's atrocious what we're doing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, absolutely.
And that's, what,
Well, and that's as you said, with nanotechnology, that even accelerates the process because you can have self-replicating nanobots.
Well,
and many people have linked Morgellons disease to the nanotechnology that self-replicates in the body, and you just can't shut it off. You know what? And they have them in pills now, so that people can have can take their pills and be monitored internally that they actually took their pills. And it's supposed to be for the safety of the individual, but what happens is they're being internally monitored by a nanotechnology.
Well, the thing is, we all are, because it's in the chemtrails and it's in so much of the food anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've done studies in Australia where they found that it was in popular sauces and cereals and sweets and all sorts of stuff, and in the chemtrails. So, and when you look at Morgellons, I mean, it really does appear that they're introducing a third strand of DNA to us. That's what I think Morgellons may well be.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and, you know, even all the microwave technology, the airport scanners, all this stuff is designed to break our DNA chain. And
yes.
if you wanted to introduce a third strand of DNA, would you not have to break our DNA chain first to create points for a third strand to bond onto?
Hmm.
You know, and could that third strand then not be used to piggyback a carrier wave for the 5G system?
Oh, yeah.
You know? And what happens with this DNA when you go into airport scanners and when you get into 5G radiation? All of the all the Morgellons goes just haywire. It starts mass producing. It starts replicating like out, you know, off the charts.
Huh.
So once this 5G system comes online, I mean, who knows what humankind is going to become? You know, it's anybody's guess what they could do with this. And
it's a pretty
freaky situation. And, you know, with all this, you try to present it to people, and I think you're just a technophobe. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with technology. There's nothing wrong with having a smart system or an IoT or digital currency or anything. You know, what's wrong is the fact that the world's run by criminals and there's a
right.
war going on here, and they're waging a program of depopulation, and people simply aren't noticing it because it's a slow kill.
Yep.
And the 5G is going to contribute greatly to this. And people really do seriously need to pay attention to it.
Oh, absolutely. And look at all the cancer rates and how they've continued to accelerate. And, you know, that has to be partially caused by all the different sources that are degrading the human biosystem.
Oh, absolutely. All the wireless radiation is contributing to that hugely. And you're going to see that go again off the charts with the 5G system when it comes online, thyroid cancers and all sorts of stuff. A vitamin D depletion you'll probably see from 5G as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with the spraying in the skies, it's getting harder and harder to get vitamin D. So we're going to see all sorts of problems with this. There's been stillborn babies in Gateshead, a community called Gateshead in England. They put 5G LED lampposts around the village.
Gee.
And there's been all sorts of stillbirths and all sorts of stuff happening there. So it's bad. People blood noses and all sorts of things. It's a very, very dangerous system, and people are having adverse reactions to it. But again, it's a huge opportunity for us. But we've got to create a groundswell. I mean, I personally think most of the truth movement, or all of the truth movement, all the independent media should be focused on this issue. Because if we allow this 5G system to come online and this whole IoT and everything to be rolled out, then that's the end game. You know, you're not going to be able to do much after that, and it's going to be pointless trying to research anything because it's all going to be locked down. And they'll just lock you out of the system. As soon as you start saying the wrong thing, they'll just deny your access to the internet, and there'll be no appeal process. You know, you won't be a martyr or anything, be out there screaming and making your voice loud. You'll just disappear. You'll disappear you'll disappear into the ranks of the undesirables, because that's the only type of citizens there'll be. There'll be desirables and there'll be undesirables. Once they start squeezing you out, limit your social credit points so you can't buy plane tickets, you can't ride on trains. In China, like, people who've been caught, they can't buy plane tickets, they can't ride on trains, and they can't rent a house. So what do you do from that point? You just become a homeless person, and it's illegal to be homeless, so suddenly you're in the prison system. That's how they deal with dissenters. They simply limit your social crediting points. And if it's all digital, they can do that. If it isn't digital, they can't. So it has to be smart. It has to be an IoT, and that's what it's all about. It's the ultimate control system, and we have to stop it.
Well, it certainly looks like it's being forced forward and touted to be a great energy saver, and it's going to be more convenient, and this and that and the other thing, which is what they say about everything that turns out to be extremely dangerous and hostile, genetically modified organisms. I mean, those are proven to be deadly to animals, and yet, you know, they still march on and continue to produce all of those things.
Well, yeah, it's just control. It's all about control. I mean, everything they're saying with the 5G, this is a prison system. This is the ultimate prison system that will control every aspect of people's lives, be able to target them, disable them, lock them out of everything that they know, lock them out of their own bank accounts, lock them out of their own houses, lock them out of everything if they do not comply with every single thing the government says. It's right. The ultimate control system. And, you know, like I said, there's nothing wrong with having a smart system in place, but the world is run by criminals. Everything that is wrong with the world today is wrong with it because it's legislated to be that way. That's the truth of the matter. It really is.
Yes,
and
it is.
We would have to be absolutely crazy to hand our lives over to this system. This is why I still always shop with cash, and I do everything I can to wake people up to what's going on and make as much noise about it as I can. Everybody needs to do this. You know, it's not about having fast downloads at all. It's about ultimate control and being monitored in every single thing you do, everything you purchase. And that people say, well, that's okay. You can monitor me because I don't have anything to hide. But what happens if you do the wrong thing? You know, oh, well, I don't do the wrong thing. Okay, well, they bring in more and more laws, so it becomes impossible for you not to do the wrong thing
right.
at some stage. You know?
Right.
With political correctness and all this stuff they're doing, I mean, you don't use the right pronoun for someone, you're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
There's certain words they're banning. You're not allowed to say certain words. It's politically incorrect. What happens when they start banning other words? How many words are they going to ban? What happens when they start banning certain adjectives or certain verbs and it becomes almost impossible to construct a coherent sentence without breaking the law? And then suddenly you've lost your social credit points and you're in the prison. You know, it's just, this is the way they can take it. You know, once they've got this in place, they can bring in more and more laws and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time they introduce a new law, they create a new crime. You know, when people say there's so much crime these days, the only reason there's so much crime is because there's so many laws.
Right.
Whenever you create a law, you've created a new crime. That's the way it is. That's how they organize a police state. They just create more and more laws so they can say, oh, my God, look at the crime figures for this year. And you're looking around going, I'm not seeing any crime, but, oh, my God, look at the figures. We need more police. So that's how they do it. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
simple. And that's the way they'll take it. Once they've got this in place, they can just squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze until all they've got left are totally obedient little automaton drones who do exactly what they're told, and everybody else has been squeezed out. That's mm-hmm. how they get the population down to 500 million, the way they've got on the Georgia Guidestones.
Right,
you know,
right.
Depopulation or all this stuff that they're talking about won't be from diseases and all these things. It'll be from social crediting and just squeezing the undesirables out.
Well, it wouldn't take much to get on that undesirable list at all. I mean,
not at all.
You know, and most people are living pretty close to the poverty level as it is because everything is established to be hoovered up the chain so that the people at the top get almost everything there is, and they continue to get more wealthy, while the rest of the countries are going downhill in terms of income.
Yeah, and they allow it to happen, and they allow the people to fall off the rungs below them because of this whole social system we've got, this whole social hierarchy we've got where we don't care about the riffraff and we don't want the homeless people around and all this sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah, you know,
People don't realize how easy it is for them to become homeless. They think, you know, like the middle class and the upper middle class and the middle class and the lower middle class and the you know, all these different classes. Hey, you're just all people. You're all in the same boat. And if the upper middle class disregards the middle class and disregards the lower middle class, they weren't good enough. They didn't work hard enough. I'm better than that. Well, now you're going to fall off the rung too.
Uh-huh.
The guy above you isn't going to help you because you didn't help the guy below you. So why should he? And it's going to go all the way up the food chain until all that's left are the bankers. and the people who are able to do what they're told and lick enough boot to be able to get the wage they can to feed their family the pittance that they're allowed to.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it's going, you know.
It certainly does seem to be that way. And, of course, I'm sure that you are aware of Saudi Arabia, creating the first artificial intelligence citizen named Sophia as representing.
Yeah.
And that seems to be a step in that same direction of, you know, a totalitarian tiptoe that has become more like the stomping of Gestapo boots.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, you know, all the countries work together. You know, Saudi Arabia is a puppet show. Iran's a puppet show. Everywhere, it's all got 5G. 5G is coming out in Iran. It's coming out in Saudi Arabia. It's coming out everywhere. And Saudi Arabia is the head of the Palantir network. The Palantir network is the data surveillance gathering network, you know, the whole Internet of Things. Everything will be running through Palantir.
Mm.
And Palantir will be basically running the whole AI system. And if people haven't realized it yet, I mean, Saudi Arabia is the right hand of Israel. That's who runs Saudi Arabia. The family that runs Saudi Arabia now, the Saudi family, was actually put in place, I think, in 1976, because the real king of Israel, King Faisal, was deposed because he told the West that they had to stop supporting Israel's war against Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, don't say that and keep your mouth shut or we'll stop buying your oil. And he said, well, hey, stop buying the oil. We don't want to sell your oil anyway. You're the ones who want the oil. We'll go back to eating dates the way we did before you came along. So they deposed him and they put in the Saudi family, who is a completely it's Israel's right hand in the area, basically. And they've sort of promoted the whole concept of Islamic extremism or Wahhabism. All this comes out of Saudi Arabia. It's an abominable state. But that's the head of the Palantir network. And the reason they've given Sophia citizenship is it's like the robot Sophia. This is just theater. It's actually artificial intelligence that has been given citizenship.
Right.
Because if you're going to have a global or a worldwide crypto network run by a worldwide IoT, run by a worldwide social crediting system, and it's all going to be run by AI. In order for the AI to run finances and to run and make a profit or anything, it needs to be a citizen. Otherwise, it can't. It's illegal to run a business, illegal to run any type of financial organization if you're not a citizen. So that's why they have to make Sophia a citizen. That was purely symbolic. It wasn't Sophia that was made a citizen. It was artificial intelligence that was made a citizen. And there's a reason for that, and it's all to do with economics and the commercial system that's being set up. See, what's going on alongside all this is the new Chinese trade initiative, which is coming out, which is called One Belt, One Road. And that's a resurrection of the old Silk Road, basically.
Oh.
And it's a maritime road and a land road. They're building all the railways for it across Europe now. I was just over there a few weeks ago, all through Spain, through Holland, through everywhere. They're building all these new railways out of China for this new trade agreement. Another reason why Saudi Arabia has gone so Western, you know, given women the right to drive, westernized all their policies, all their business tradings and all this, is because the new maritime road is going to be running through the Straits of Aden and through the Suez Canal. So if Saudi Arabia is going to be involved in that, they need to be very westernized in their practices to be acceptable to the rest of the world. That's a lot of the reason why the war in Yemen is going on as well, to maintain control of the Straits of Aden for this new Silk Road.
Hmm.
When that happens, it'll probably switch all over to a cryptocurrency, and it's all going to be this whole new system. When that does happen, the United States will lose its position as the global reserve currency, but the United States will probably be the last currency to go down. You know, it'll hold on to the very last moment, and it'll look like it's going to be strong and outweigh everybody else and be the one remaining currency. But then the whole thing will collapse, and it'll all change over to the Chinese system. And that will be run through Palantir, and the AI will be running the whole thing, and it'll all be social crediting. America will lose its position, its financial position. Then, of course, I'll have to band together, tighten the belts, bring the country online, get all the factories back, like Trump says, make America great again, bring all the industry back. And by doing that, they can slowly introduce the Chinese work ethic over maybe a decade. And then we'll have this whole global system online just the way they wanted.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's the way it's going. That's the way it looks when you look at it all. Not a lot of people are talking about this Chinese trade initiative, but it's really, it's huge. And this is why Trump's been alienating America, bringing these tariffs in, and all the Make America Great Again stuff that he's doing is basically isolationism. And it's giving, he's pulling America away from Europe, and he's giving Europe the excuse it needs to pull away from America. And the rest of the world, it just looks like a trade battle and tariffs and rah, 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 and countries trying to maintain their independence. It all looks like the way it should look to the rest of the world, because no one's looking at this Chinese system that's going on behind it that's being built now, which is due to be rolled out within the next 2 years. It should come online.
Well, now, what about the idea that the microwave towers are already capable of frying people, literally, just like a microwave oven? What would the 5G towers be capable of?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what I mean about active denial. See, with the 5G, though, I mean, because it's 5G, it's a lot faster.
Yeah.
And because people have got nanotech and all of this sort of stuff in them, you'll be able to target people individually. So it isn't just a matter of, see, microwave towers they've got now, if you put out that frequency, you'd probably fry everybody in the whole area.
Mm-hmm.
With 5G, you'll be able to target individual people. You know, like
oh,
if they decide that you've lost your social credit points, you know, they can just target you for active denial, disable you on the street, wait for the police arrive, and the people around you are all fine, you know?
Yeah, or if they could determine probably by now if your DNA is contrary to the global system. That is, you know, your future generations that will be part of your line could be antithetical to the existing belief system. So it would be advantageous to get rid of those people.
Well, yeah, and there's other even more esoteric concepts and things they could possibly do with this. I mean, you think about your concept of your consciousness not being local to your body. You know, your consciousness existing in the field around you, and your DNA is tuned to a particular frequency that downloads you from the field. Right? So, yeah, are they able to access that with the 5G? Are they able to do that with the nanotech? Are they able to pinpoint what the frequency of your DNA is, what the frequency of your consciousness is? Are they able to pinpoint that and use this, the Morgellons and the 5G, and somehow transfer that into a mainframe? Are they able to affect your consciousness in the field before it even gets to your body? Are they able to redirect it? Are they able to cut you off from it? Are they able to superimpose another one there? Are they able to add more onto your DNA to change the frequency to have you download a different consciousness to go and perform a particular act for them? Could this be a way they can create Manchurian candidates? I mean, when you look at the possibilities of what they could do with this, it's completely off the charts. When you start considering the possibility of what the Morgellons is doing, you know, if this is adding a third strand of DNA, and your DNA is what is tuned to the frequency, which is you, which downloads that consciousness, and they're able to now access the field, affect the consciousness in the field, and affect your DNA and your body and change the tuning of it.
Mm-hmm.
Where can we go with this?
Mm.
You know, what are they really creating with this, and what are they actually able to do? You know, schizophrenics, people doing weird things and saying, well, I didn't know that I killed that person. You know, I mean, it takes the whole concept of MK Ultra to a whole new level. What they could possibly do with 5G and this nanotech and everything that they're doing. But you know, when we look at all this and you consider the Georgia Guidestones and look at everything they're doing with the food and everything, it's depopulation is what they're doing, what it's all about. And there's certainly they're going to need certain people left behind to work the fields for them and do the mining for them or whatever. But they want really obedient people. So they can go through and they can do all this. They can weed out all the undesirables. And the drones that they get left, which had been genetically modified now, we all are, these will be fully autonomic drones. If you look at Morgellons, it's impervious to almost any environment. So you'll have almost like superhuman drones left. But there won't be much trace of humanity left in there. You know, we're being phased out and we're being turned into a new species, which is going to survive the harsher environments that are coming as we continue to deplete this environment around us. you know. It's I often wonder why the earth is being strip mined and who's doing it and what the ultimate goal here is.
Well, yeah, it just seems like it's a free-for-all, and the corporations are taking everything that's not nailed down.
Yeah, but they're taking each other as well, you know. I mean, eventually they do. It's the way it works. Everything collapses up the food chain. You know, the way society does, the whole social structure of society, it's the same with the corporations. They get eaten up by bigger corporations. It ends up being one corporation. And when it's one corporation that runs everything, every aspect of everything, and it's all different subsidiaries of one corporation, then it becomes all about maximizing profits, which means services get less and less and less quality. People become more and more and more expendable. We harvest more and more resources. We just keep going until there's nothing left. So what's the ultimate goal here? Who's doing it? Where's it all going?
Well, it doesn't look like it's going in a positive direction for humans.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. That's the problem. It's an issue. It's an issue people probably should pay attention to. Well, that's what we could do with 5G. That's the opportunity it's giving to us, you know?
Right, right. Well, you know, we're so conditioned with so many different techniques of propaganda and mind control, and it's going on 24 hours a day all over the world. I mean, it's been developed by MKUltra and other groups, and they have the beat on it. You know, they know how to do it, and they know how to influence the masses. And clearly they are being influenced because people aren't thinking as clearly. And when they're in a cell phone, when they're carrying a cell phone, they're in kind of a cell phone smog. You can visualize that as kind of a haze that's around the person. So in a way, it's isolating each person and creating kind of a virtual world. Maybe that's the ultimate thing, is to put people in a virtual world that they can't get out of.
Well, to a degree, I mean, they're kind of in a virtual world that they can't get out of now.
Yeah.
I think a lot of this, what it is to do is to distract them from the environment being destroyed around them.
Oh, yes.
You know, some of them will end up in a virtual world, but most of the people here will not be here. I mean, when you think about it, you know, even Georgia Guidestones limit the population to 500 million. That's three quarters of the world gone. More than three quarters of the world gone.
Yeah.
And that will be happening very soon if people don't look up from their cell phones. And they can do it with the 5G. And they can do it, you know, just with cancers and things with the 5G. It's through the roof with what they can do health-wise with this system. They could conceivably microwave all sorts of places as well. But viruses and things as well. I mean, there's so many ways to do it. But I think the way they're going to do it is just weed people out as undesirables. That's how our population. But even eventually when people get trapped into the mainframe, I mean, it won't last forever. It can't go on forever. I mean, how far can we go depleting the world the way we are? And you know, what's it all for? So I don't think that even the people that enter the mainframe, you know, humankind will be left behind. It will become post-humanism. You know, if you can think of the AI, I mean, it's learning from us. If you can think of every computer as being a neural node of this brain, this child's brain that's learning, you know, it only needs humans, even transhuman humans, to the point where, you know, it's gathering resources and stuff that we're doing mining and getting things to support the system. But once it gets to a point of full autonomy, then it doesn't need us at all. Whatever the artificial intelligence or virtual life is that we create, it won't be, you know, as a lot of transhumanists perceive it to be, the next evolution of humankind. It won't be that. It'll be the devolution of humankind.
Right.
It'll be the loss of humankind, and it'll be this new intelligence which basically took all of our consciousness from us, everything we know from us, and went forward itself. But that isn't an evolution, a next stage of humankind. This is a complete, you know, throwing away of humans. It's basically stealing everything from us. It's stealing who we are from us and disregarding us and leaving us behind. And leaving us in an environment which is not fit to support us. So it's not really, transhumanism is not what people think it is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of that has to do with the insertion of robotics and things that are of the nature of a cyborg into the human body? Is that part of the transhumanist agenda?
Well, they've done that already through the Morgellons, you see.
Right.
See, a lot of people, even when they look at this, they think of things like the Borg. They think of plantons and getting add-ons and little eye patches and stuff like that. But we're already full of nanotech. So, you know, being genetically altered and changed into something like the Borg or whatever, but doing it from the inside out.
Yeah.
Is how they're going about it. So, it's already happening. We're already in the thick of it now. And what they can do with the 5G, it's going to be anybody's guess when this comes online. Like I said earlier, we've seen that the nanotech and the Morgellons multiplies rapidly in 5G frequency. So what's it going to be like once they turn this on? What are people going to turn into? Well, it's anybody's guess, you know?
Right.
The zombie apocalypse, brother.
Well, it certainly will be a strange and interesting world once that happens. And do you think there's any time frame, as far as you can tell, that that's going to actually where they can't go? In other words, the place where you can't go back.
Well, you know, look, we're almost there now. They want to have the whole thing up and running by 2020. And they want to have it. They want to have it all handed over to AI by 2025.
Wow.
So we've got a very short window to turn this around, and it's imperative that people do. You know, the problem is, you know, like as you say, the mind control. People are controlled so deeply that if they ever saw it, I mean, I don't even know if they'd handle it. But it's so many aspects. It's kind of freaky when you look at it. But it's so hard to wake people up to it, but 5G, I think, is something that we can use to wake people up to it. But we do have a very short window, like two years before it will be up and running. I mean, it's running in some places now. They want it running in some places by the end of 2018, but they want it fully up and running everywhere by 2020. And like I said, this is important for people to understand. This is in every single country. So all of these theatrics of all these countries playing each other off against each other, we're going to go to war with North Korea and war with Russia. They're rolling out 5G, all these towers and all this stuff all through Russia, all through Iran, all through everywhere. They're all working together. Mm-hmm. All this theater of conflict, it's one big criminal family, all of them, you know?
Yes.
I mean, there's not any real threat of war with anybody. It's just governments facing off against each other to put the fear of war into their people so they can roll this whole smart system out. And that's always been the plan, you know? And it's imperative that people pay attention to it because it is the end game. Like I said, once it comes online, it doesn't matter what you're researching, it doesn't matter what sort of esoteric field you're researching, if the government doesn't like it, once the 5G system comes online, everything's digital, every transaction's digital, everything's digital, it doesn't matter. If the government doesn't like it, you won't be able to research it anymore. And if you do, they'll simply lock you out of the internet, lock you out of your house, lock you out of everything. You know, so we've got to get some focus on this. Everybody needs to get some focus on this. You know, and like I said, you know, they've admitted they're not waiting for the standards, they're not waiting for anything. So we've even got the legal ability to deal with it that way if we want. I mean, the legal fiction's all rubbish anyway, but we still do have the legal moral ground and the legal right to deal with it because they've admitted that they're not waiting for the standards. So it's a health issue, it's a legal issue, it's every issue. So we need to get some focus on it. And all of the independent media needs to really look at this and start making noise about it. I've been screaming out about it for over a year now, 5G. I've been screaming out about social crediting for at least 6 or 7 months. Thankfully, people are picking up on it now. But these are the two most important issues we are facing. And the thing is that everything has been leading to this point all along. It's always been the issue we've been facing. It's just we never saw it before because it was never so obvious.
Well, look how long chemtrails have been going on, at least 20 or 30 years. They were pointed out to me at least 20 years ago. and I looked up and I saw the crisscross patterns, and it kind of went over my head at the time. But, you know, a few years later, I began noticing them myself. And there's still major denial about that. And people are shamed and humiliated when they're told that they're just conspiracy theories, you know, that there's nothing like that at all in the skies because people don't look up and or they just may just be programmed not to see it.
I don't know. It's crazy. The skies aren't blue anymore. There's this whitey haze in the sky all the time. They're just not blue.
Yeah.
You know, you're breathing this stuff all the time, and it's all nanotech. It's the most amazing thing because it's right there in front of your face. And so denial of. And you'll get conspiracy theories that will go down all these rabbit holes and all this stuff that you can't see or prove, but they'll totally believe it, but they won't believe they're spraying the skies. And there it is right there.
Right.
And they just go, oh, that's just exhausts.
Right. It's, and
if it was exhaust, wouldn't you be horrified that was exhaust?
I mean,
the fact that it's a contrail. What contrail is a condensation trail. What is the nature of condensation? It doesn't do that. It doesn't stay there. It doesn't spread out. And replicate into these clouds that spread out across the sky and turn into this white haze and then fall to the earth.
Right, exactly.
And normal folks, you know.
And they have huge, huge tanks inside those planes. They must have to spray so many chemicals, and a lot of it has to do with various metals. And I also noticed that
strontium and all sorts of stuff.
Was creating genetically modified plants that included those very same metals that are in the chemtrails.
Yeah, interesting, huh?
Yeah,
and I don't think that all of them are actually commercial aircraft, because when you look at them, I mean, these aren't normal flight paths. These are all crisscrossing all over the place.
Right.
You're not even seeing the aircraft sometimes. You can, how did all these crisscrosses get in the sky when I didn't see all these planes fly overhead? You know, so I think a lot of them are smaller unmanned drones that are spraying the chemtrails. I think a lot of them are actually painted to look like commercial aircraft as well.
That could be. I mean, look at 911 and the idea that there weren't any planes at all that hit those buildings, that was a weapon that was reverse engineered and directed at the towers, and because how could anything literally turn to dust? A whole building turn to dust? It just defies
very
gravity.
Yeah, very, very strange. But when you look at these chemtrail planes, I mean, some of them they look like commercial planes, but if you zoom in, I mean, some of them you can zoom in with a telescope or a pair of binoculars and you can see them. They look like a plane, but they look like they're way, way up because they're so, so small. I think they're only maybe a couple of thousand feet up, and they're just small drones.
Right.
And they've got tanks of self-replicating nanoparticles in them. You know, because you get these drones. These drones can go up there and they've got solar panels on them. They can fly all day.
Wow.
And they can fly all night. And if they've got a tank of self-replicating particles, then they can stay up there as long as you want them to stay up there. All they've got to do is come down when you need a new tank of different particles.
Right.
If you've got particles self-replicating in the tank.
Yeah, right.
Why do you need? I mean, and they were saying in the film that I put out a few years ago, there was an interview, I can't remember the guy's name offhand, but he was saying that the particles are very, very cheap to produce, about the same price per pound as potatoes to produce these self-replicating nanoparticles. So you think about it, you know, you've got a drone up there with these particles in it, self-replicating. Of course, they've got to spray them out or they'll end up filling the tank up too much. So, why would you ever have to bring the drone down? They can just stay up there spraying all the time. And that's what I think a lot of these things are, because these are no way these are flight paths, you know, that you're seeing around airports. I don't see any planes flying these directions, you know.
Exactly. And you see a kind of a light at the beginning of the trail, but you can't see any of the body of the plane or anything else. It's just kind of it's hard to say what it is.
And there's so many of them going crisscrossing in all sorts of weird directions. And nowhere, if you look at the runways, well, which runways are these taking off from? You know, because they're not pointed at any runways.
Right.
So they're just doing random spraying, crisscrossing. And I'm pretty sure most of what we're seeing are unmanned drones.
Mm. Well, that definitely could be. And it's global.
Yeah, it's around the whole world. In certain places I'm not seeing. I haven't seen too many in the Middle East. I haven't seen too many in Peru. I think someone said they saw one in Peru, but I haven't seen any in Peru.
Huh.
I certainly see them in Australia, the different ones, very small ones in Australia, but then they spread right out into this haze across the sky.
Oh, gee.
Massive chemtrail spraying across the UK, all across Europe.
Wow.
Here in LA, it's just out of control. Not as London is probably the worst that I've seen anywhere.
And doesn't London have one of the most technologically advanced surveillance societies now?
Pretty advanced. I think Dubai outdoes them, but you'd be surprised. China is outdoing everybody, and India. India has social crediting and surveillance really, really coming up more than people would believe. India and China seem to be leading the way. I think Dubai is the most surveilled city on earth, but China's working on it. Don't worry, they'll get there. And millions of cameras in China.
It's funny about China because I read that they had some public toilets in Beijing, I think it was. And, you know, the elderly women are used to having to scrimp and save. And, you know, when they use the bathroom, they take toilet paper and take it with them. They roll it off the rolls. And apparently the Chinese government got so pissed off about it that they installed cameras that could that had facial recognition. And the person was literally halted from taking any more toilet paper and denied back in to the booth for, you know, 10 or 15 minutes. Well, if they were really having to use the bathroom, that would be very embarrassing.
Yeah, they probably put your face up there on a billboard and put you up as a toilet paper thief now in China.
You're right. I mean, that's a major crime.
Yeah, and this is what I mean. That'll be social credit points deducted for that sort of thing. Now you're untrustworthy.
Yeah, you know? There you go.
That's what it's about, and that's how they're bringing it in. It's about trustworthiness, making people trustworthy. If they're not doing what the government says, they must be untrustworthy. If they're breaking rules, they must be untrustworthy.
Yeah.
So they're just breaking more and more and more rules, you know?
Yep. And, you know, the truth factor is a part of that, you know, who's going to be telling the truth?
Exactly. It's certainly not the government. They don't have a very good track record of that.
Absolutely. And the secrets that they're hiding and sitting on would boggle the mind if they came out with it tomorrow, because they've done some things that are just beyond belief. And they know that if they talked about it, which has to do with extraterrestrial stuff, that we would just we would get our arms out and that would be the end of everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, you never know. I mean, I've been hearing so much about that for so many years, I don't know what to believe about it.
Yeah.
But, you know?
There's bases on Mars and the moon, and a very reputable, I think it was John Lear, who talked about a mining base that the corporations were using on the far side of the moon, which looked very Earth-like in nature, and it wasn't at all pockmarked with asteroid holes or anything like that. And so if that's possible, what else is possible?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions about the moon.
Well, you know, Max, we have had such a good time talking tonight that this hour has flown by. And I just want to thank you for coming on the show. I love listening to your videos, and I highly recommend them. And if there's anything you'd like to mention about, the upcoming regeneration conference in Oceanside or anything else, now would be the time.
Well, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be the last talk that I'm doing this year, so I'm hoping to see a few people there. I've really got to wind down on the talks, but it's going to be great. It's going to be Benny Wills and Bernard Gunther and Sophia Smallstorm's going to be there. Should be a really good day. I'm looking forward to that. It's only 2 weeks from now. I've got to go over and do a chemtrail conference next weekend in Virginia Beach. But I'm not sure where that is. You'll find a link. I don't know. Just Google chemtrail conference Virginia Beach. Amanda Madison Star Moon, I think, is putting that on. And that's going to be good as well. But, yeah, I mean, regeneration in San Diego is going to be great. But anybody who wants to check out any of my stuff, you'll find everything on thecrowhouse.com. You'll find a banner for regeneration there as well. And thanks for having me on, brother. It's good to finally actually come on and talk to you.
Yeah, very good.
Thank
you so much, Max. And that's a wrap, everybody. Good night.